Good Day songs. Welcome back to the Good Day conversational mode that we are in every day at this time, with a fresh look at the items of the day that are of interest and import to most of the people listening. Roberta Fasanelli helps out largely in that department, as does Rich McFadden, who's a huge help. Ken Kessler, king of information that you're sending along at facebook.com/goodday and Twitter at Good Day Show. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, speaking of information, along in a few minutes with the medical update, one of the three major medical influences here in the Good Day program every week, Dr. Ron Hoffman, Dr. Jack Stockwell, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So we are medicaled up, if you will. Is that a good medicaled up? We have lots of medical information.
Medicaled.
Yeah.
I like that term. Medicaled up.
Yeah, I like it too.
We're going to get you medicaled up.
We are militaried up. The Russians have sent 40,000 troops to the Ukrainian border. Secretary General of NATO said this is an act of war. Really? I don't see that it's an act of war. It is kind of... What's the word? I like this word, but I'm
aggressive.
No, it's not. It is
an act of aggression.
Yeah. But it's not about aggression. It's there's another word that is like lurking in the back of my mind. What word would you use to describe the Russian movement of 40,000 troops? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Roberta or Ken or Rich at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Twitter, and Twitter. Wait a minute. Facebook.com/Twitter. I don't think so. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter, Good Day Show. Kenny, what are people saying?
On our Facebook page, we have posted a picture of you and Charlotte in your truck.
Hardly aggressive.
Not very aggressive, but everybody likes it.
Do they?
Very much.
Yeah. That was taken yesterday. I was doing some video for one of our new sponsors. We're going to have quite a good coffee. Roberta's got some of this coffee.
I've been using it. It's delicious.
Yeah, it's really good coffee.
I'm drinking it this morning.
I don't know anything
really,
about coffee,
really,
but I know that people who are around me that drink coffee say this is really good stuff. So, anyway, we'll be talking about that pretty soon. I have put a video together to post on the website to sort of support the campaign. And I was at the farm, and I've now got my old 1950 pickup truck out for it. Spring, so I got to get the truck out, right? And Charlotte and I were down at the farm. And I jumped into the truck, put Charlotte in there, and my niece, Amanda, said, hey, can I get a picture of this? So that's what you see.
I thought you sold that truck.
No, I sold a big truck. A big red one, a 1948, which had been the one that I used, that I've used for a long time. And I also was taught to drive on it, along with the 1950 Ferguson TO30. That's how I learned how to drive, Richie. 9 years old, I could drive the Ferguson. I had to stand up to reach the pedals. I couldn't reach the pedals in the truck till I was 12. So that's how that came to pass. Speaking of driving, story from Florida this morning. A car yesterday smashed into a Florida daycare center.
Yeah.
One of the children died, 14 others injured.
Heartbreaking.
It was a hit and run. Chain reaction crash.
This guy who hit the car that then sent it into the daycare center took off. They found the car a little later.
Yeah.
They are still looking for him, and he has a rap sheet, which includes leaving the scene of an accident.
Yeah.
Wonderful. What do you do with these dirt bags? I say you put them in the same cell with the guy who stabbed 20 people yesterday and let them duke it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Government in the news. Senate Republicans blocking an equal pay bill from moving forward. The Senate voted 53-44, failing to reach the 60 votes needed to move ahead with debate on the, listen to this, the Paycheck Fairness Act.
Yeah, something about this stinks to me.
It does stink. The whole thing stinks. Anyway, the senators rejected moving the bill forward because Harry Reid would not allow the Senate to consider Republican amendments. This is the same old crud with these people back and forth like they were in a sandbox with anger aimed at each other while nothing gets done. Not that I think that there ought to be an equal, well, I think equal pay is important. A lot of people are tying this to the minimum wage
bill. But they're talking about the ability to sue people for repercussions. I don't know. I just don't like the government.
There's got to be some
legislating fairness.
Yeah. Just, well, but that's the way these people are. Executive orders aimed at closing the gender pay gap. President encouraging Republicans to vote in favor of this act. But there are ramifications.
They put all these hunky-dory nice names on these bills to make it sound like
check fairness.
Who would be
act.
Against that?
Yeah.
But then you look at the details and you're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
What's this?
Patriot Act.
Exactly.
The worst act that's ever been passed.
Who'd be against the
lifetime.
Patriot Act.
Right.
Let's see here. Secretary Hagel, Defense Department, wrapping up a 10-day trip to Asia. He is in Mongolia today, where he signed an agreement expanding our military cooperation. Mongolia. Do you know where Mongolia is?
I do.
Somebody look at a map and tell us, well, Roberta knows where Mongolia is. Why do we need troops in Mongolia? Please, somebody, tell us why the American presence has to be felt in terms of military in Mongolia, because it is right next to Russia. That's exactly why they want to have... Roberta, you want to pinpoint it in terms of China and Russia and where it is?
It's kind of like the far interior of China.
The Himalayas.
There's a lot of nothing in Mongolia.
It's a horrible, horrible place.
A lot of nothing. They live in yurts.
Yep, they do. You know, those yurts actually are pretty interesting. Have you ever seen a yurt?
They're round. They're kind of like what I believe the Navajos live in as well, the traditional Navajo
very interesting.
Homes. They're round.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Ken Kronos, a couple of minutes away here on Good Day.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
No way! Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer can be Boston Adams. It was Boston beer.
Time now for a visit with Dr. Ken Kronos, brought to you by the folks that are responsible for helping men get a good night's sleep, and as a result of that, helping the women that they sleep with get a good night's sleep. What's the story, Ken?
Exactly, Doug. Forget the nearest bathroom and waking up at night, and say goodbye to never quite feeling relieved. Join the PT9 revolution and experience this incredible, all-natural prostate health formula that is bringing relief to thousands of aging men every single day. Listen to Larry from Maine, who is already building his supply of PT9. I'm on my second order now. My flow has improved and urgency decreased. Sleeping through the night is just as promised. Essentially uninterrupted. My energy level and libido have also improved. PT9 with all its benefits, healthy prostate, normal flow, and healthy testosterone levels is a product that you'll never want to forget.
Feed your prostate, a true home run for your health and your love life. Call 800 800-811-6931. And when you mention Dr. Ken, you get a free bottle of PT9 with your order. 800-811-6931. Feel like a new man. This is a guaranteed product. 8 different things put together, blended, so that you're going to get the clinical concentrations you need for a healthy prostate. 800-811-6931. And don't forget, free bottle, 90-day money-back guarantee. It'll change your life. 800-811-6931. Doctors are happy about a new diet pill combination, according to your research, Ken.
The combination, Doug, of Garcinia cambogia, a fat-burning extract from rare tropical fruit, and green coffee beans has become one of the hot diets in America. The active ingredient in Garcinia cambogia is hydroxyacetic acid, or HCA, and the active ingredient in green coffee beans is green coffee chlorogenic acid extract, or GCA. So you're talking about HCA and GCA. They are effective in losing a few pounds per month, and in short-term studies, they've been no adverse effects of any seriousness. The problem is there are no long-term safety issues. My advice for anyone who wants to take supplements is go to this website called consumerlab.com. It's an independent source. It'll tell you what sources of these two ingredients, HCA and GCA, are safe.
Next item comes from the world of science, as most of this does. Apparently there's some human body parts that have been developed in a laboratory. This sounds a little ghoulish.
This is real. In the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to see this because scientists currently, they're growing noses, Doug, ears, blood vessels, tear ducts, and
windpipes. Growing noses in
the
laboratory.
Custom order. They're using stem cells to make these
order
custom body parts.
Order yourself a new nose, folks. Call 1-800-322-NOSE.
Parts is parts.
I can hear that coming. Yeah, go ahead. Anyway, Ken,
using these lab-made organs, they're going to be in all of our future. We're going to see this in the next 5 to 10 years.
Not if children keep eating and getting fat. They're not going to have a life ahead of them. Here's a study that suggests how much it actually costs for your child to be obese.
Pediatrics Medical Journal this week, over a lifetime, Doug, the medical costs associated with childhood obesity totals about $19,000 additional per child compared to those for a child of normal weight. These estimates are for direct medical costs, such as doctor's visits and medications, but not indirect costs, such as absenteeism and lost productivity into adulthood. But the real cost did not occur until decades later when these kids get adult health problems at a greater risk, because we know that obesity leads to cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and even certain cancers.
All right, so here's one. This is from the politically correct department. No longer, Roberta, can you call it a sneeze. It's now a multi-phase turbulent buoyant cloud.
Exactly. Journal of Fluid Mechanics. Sneezes can travel far further than we thought and even form their own cloud to move. Yeah. Coughs and sneezes are far more adept at spreading viruses than previously thought.
Good God. Multi-phase turbulent buoyant cloud. Isn't it? We can bring that to Gwyneth Paltrow, who's doing whatever she is with her former husband, the guy from Coldplay. Not a sneeze anymore, but a multi-phase turbulent buoyant cloud. Thank you, Dr. Ken, for bringing us up to date not only on some of the great news from the world of medicine, but you also have brought us around to a new cultural norm, a new phrase for sneezing. Dr. Ken here on Good Day.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television.
To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Song enough in my life.
Song.
It is a great pop song by a group called Crowded House. They were number five with this tune, Don't Dream It's Over, from this week in 1987. A music that you can think about and remember. Please crank it up, Richie.
Now I'm towing my car. There's a hole in the room. My possessions cause a suspicion that there's no proof.
I give you a little more time for this because it's actually one of the only two good songs, in my opinion, in the top five during this week in 1987. Thus, we give over to...
Really?
I don't like this song at all. I never have liked Genesis. Number four belongs to Genesis, Tonight, Tonight, Tonight.
Oh,
will you stop it? Makes me want to go to the bathroom. Number two.
Listen to Phil on the drums in the background.
It's just a taste thing, so.
Yeah.
We agreed on Crowded House. We don't agree on Genesis. So let's move to number three, see what we think about George Michael and Aretha Franklin. I was ambivalent about this. I knew you were waiting for me. Aretha and George Michael. Interesting combination. Number three this week in terms of the top five songs in 1987 during this week. What?
Two divas.
I suppose you can look at it that way. Yeah. Two divas.
Good song.
Yeah, not a bad song.
Got a little bit of Motown feel to it.
I must admit to not remembering. Well, let's see how I know the song Lean On Me and I don't like it. Here's number two from this week in 87. Club Nouveau.
Kind of a newer take on it.
What is this Club Nouveau? How do you pronounce
it? Club Nouveau.
Nouveau, okay. Better than the Bill Withers version, but not much. Anytime this song comes on the radio,
really?
But, yep, don't like it. I never liked it.
You don't like the song?
No, never liked
the,
it.
The Bill Withers version.
Never liked it. Bill Withers.
Got a lot of soul.
Nah, but I don't have any, Richie. Is that your implication?
Yeah, pretty white guy.
Thank you very
got a lot
much.
Of soul running around.
I got lots of soul, but not for this. All right, let's get to this is where there's soul and pop diva-ishness. Number one this week, 1987, Jefferson Starship, known as Jefferson Airplane, known as Starship. Nothing's going to stop us now. Crank this puppy up, Richie.
Wow.
What do you think?
Hate it. Couldn't hate a song more.
Oh, of course. Don't use that term. That's horrible.
Really?
It's terrible.
Yeah. They should have their rock and roll stripes torn off of their shoulders for this one.
Really? And where would you put them? The stripes.
In George Michael's closet. Yeah.
His closet.
I would have torn off the stripes when they did We Built This City.
Right, exactly.
Oh, come on, Kenny.
They went from a pretty a really respectable, cool acid rock band to this pop gum garbage. But it did well for him, so who am I to talk?
I mean, who are you to talk?
You've never seen me at number one.
No.
Plus, as I get at number 86 or 88, you know.
We still haven't done that beer story for Richie. I want him to feel better about himself. So he's made some choices. You may want to make some choices, too, in the next half hour as we talk about beers that you should stop drinking.
And a virus that you need to be worried about on your
computer.
Stand
by for that. All coming up here on Good Day.
Who supports you the most, gives you emotional support, and who gives you practical everyday support? These are the people you turn to if you're a caregiver struggling on overload. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. There are going to be people who have been in your support system in the past who may not work so well when it comes to caregiving. They may not be good listeners. They may not want to hear all the trials you're going through. AARP caregiving expert, Amy Goyer. Make sure you line up other supports if that's the case. Amy is a caregiver. Her dad has Alzheimer's and lives with her. Amy's sister helps out while she's away, and Amy has also hired someone to keep her organized when she's traveling for work.
She helps me go through my mail, keep my finances in order. She's an important piece of my support system.
So what would make your life as a caregiver easier? For more information, check out the many resources at AARP's Caregiving Resource Center. Amy Goyer's new book is Juggling Work and Caregiving. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawnfoot. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry. So it's up to you to feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawnfoot. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawnfoot this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Visit scotts.com/goyard for the chance to win a $25,000 backyard makeover.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hey, it's now 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. For those of you who like the battle of the bands, just a quick comment. Rich McFadden and I were discussing the merits in the last few minutes. If you didn't hear it, you can go to the podcast at podcast1one, podcastone.com. And actually, no, we don't have the music there, do we? So how do we get how do we get that? We don't get a replay of that.
We do not.
Wow. Well,
you have to catch it live
on an exciting,
just like a live show,
conversation about Genesis. And I will have you know, Richie, that for the first time in history,
yeah,
Meredith is on your side.
Oh, really? She's got good taste then.
She likes. Yeah, she's hanging around with
obviously.
Me. Yeah, all right, exactly. I like Genesis. Okay, so we are back to what's going on in the world. What the news is and what does it mean to you, 888-302-3684. You can comment on facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, email to any of us at DougSteffen.com. That family who was rescued at sea after their one-year-old fell ill last week arrived in San Diego yesterday, Kenny. Charlotte and Eric Kaufman put out a call for help 6 days earlier when the baby, her name is Lyra, I guess L-Y-R-A, pronounce it Lyra. Became sick, sailboat broke down 900 miles off the coast of Mexico. Rescuers got to them last Thursday. Navy ship picked them up over the weekend, docked at the Naval Air Station in California yesterday. Girl quickly responded to new medication for her salmonella-like symptoms and is recovering.
What a couple of stupid people. Really?
Three-year-old kids.
You're going to take your three-year-old and your one-year-old like sailing around the world.
Yeah.
Do you know how often a one-year-old gets little bugs like this that you have to pay attention to?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, I guess you figure if you're on a boat, you're not going to be interacting with people, so, you know, the kid won't get sick.
Yeah, people are selfish.
I think that's it. Everybody's all about themselves. We want to do this.
Well, this kid's not going to change our life and how we live it.
Right. Yeah. You really wanted to sail around the world that much that you thought, kids would be fine.
Why are you having children? Why do you have children? Why do you have children?
You know, and I understand there are some people who want their kids to experience grand and wonderful things.
Yeah.
But you wait till they're older.
That's cool. But yeah, wait till they're 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. When you really know kind of how they are physically, you know, that they really have, you know, they're healthy kids, and you can go out for 3, 4 months at a joint, and they're probably not going to get sick. You don't know that at 1 year old. Idiots. Sorry.
Thank you for your loving response.
I didn't get that off my chest.
Roberta Fasinelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. Okay. Richie is dying to tell you how to protect. Not dying. That's not a good.
You know what?
Eager to tell you about protecting yourself from this security flaw that has taken over the internet.
This is a bad one. And this affects everybody. Everybody. There's a thing called SSL, which is an encryption service that takes all of your information back and forth to the servers when you're on Gmail, your Facebook. Almost every website uses it. And they found a flaw. Researchers found a flaw in this SSL. And what it is they're calling it the Heartbleed. It's not really a virus, but a hack. And what happens is servers, every now and then, Doug, if you and I are on Facebook together or in Gmail, we send an email back and forth.
Yep.
Or your bank, whatever it is. Your server, your website, and the server will send a little heartbeat back and forth. Hey, are you there? I'm still here. Are you there? I'm still here. Well, somebody found out how to mimic that heartbeat.
Really?
And what happens is they send the fake heartbeat to your bank's server, Gmail, Facebook, and then it sends back your encrypted information.
Uh huh, handy.
And they have access to it. And this affects everybody. If you're on Gmail, if you're on Facebook, if you're on Twitter, if you bank online, if you go to Yahoo, whatever it is, you have to change your password. And then what's going to happen is that SSL created the fix, and Gmail has fixed it already, Facebook has fixed it already, but you have to change your password now, and then you have to change it again in about a week after everything has been fixed, because your bank still, you don't know whether it's fixed, and banks are not coming forward and saying, yeah, we had a, we were you know, accessible, we could have given out your personal information. They're keeping it quiet. And so go change your password today. For everything, and then in about a week, go change it again. And everything should be fixed and repaired in about a week. But one of the scarier things about this is that now they have the encryption keys, whoever these guys are that made it, they have been able to intercept the heartbeat, dissect it, and see what the code is for the encryption. So now all of these websites have to change their encryption keys too, so that in 3 months from now, they can't go, oh, this is Google's encryption key.
Complicated. This is really complicated.
It is. So the basics is change your passwords on all your websites right now, and then do it again in a week.
You have done this?
I'm doing it.
And what about you, Roberta?
I'm doing it, yes.
Kenny?
Yep.
Yeah.
In fact, I just put on the front page of DougStefan.com a link to an a constantly updated list of websites and the progress that they're doing on patches and whether you need to change passwords.
So how do these people get the word? How do they get your password?
Well, again, they're sending a fake heartbeat, which is a packet of information, to Gmail, okay, for your account.
Right.
And Gmail goes, oh, it's a heartbeat. They're wanting to know whether I'm still here. They send your encrypted information back to them.
How the hell do people figure this out?
Smarter than
how
you and
do
I
they
had.
Figure this yeah. out?
Smarter. And the thing is, apparently they think this
they
has been going
the
on.
They designed the software to do it.
Now, apparently this has been going on for up to 2 years, and researchers just figured it out a few weeks ago and went to SSL and said, we found something you guys should know about. SSL fixed it immediately. It took them like 2 days, and then they sent all of the major websites, you know, here's how you fix it, and you need to do it now. And everybody's responding very well. But it's just, it's one of those things we're going to be always living with here.
Wow. Why do you have to change them again in a week again?
Well, because your bank, you don't know whether your bank has already fixed it. And if they have already fixed it, you need to change it because they could already have your password.
Hmm.
But within a week or so, everybody should have put the update in, and you should be safe. But you're not sure. So go ahead and change it in a week anyway, just to make sure that you have it. But you need to do something now, just to make sure that nobody's getting it. And check your bank accounts.
Do that right now.
Yeah. Go online while you're changing your password, check your bank accounts.
Really? All right. So this is more important than the story at DougStephan.com about sticking with Windows XP or not. Tips on how to make the best of it. You can check that out at DougStephan.com. Also, another story involving the vagaries of technology. The Internet seems to be buzzing over a couple of pictures. Do you see these from the Mars Curiosity rover? We posted them at DougStephan.com the other day. Seemed to show some kind of light or beacon flashing in the distance. There's light.
Maybe it's the Malaysian airliner. That's why we can't find it.
If you're listening, there's your next story.
There it is. Right there. Help yourself. And NSA, if you're listening, screw you. All right. That doesn't sound too...
No, that's not very friendly.
No, it isn't. Right.
Did I tell you? I did not tell you this.
What?
You know how we get publicity information all the time for stories and other. I got a promotional pack from the NSA last week.
Because
glossy color and bright colors, and it had talking points on the misinformation about the NSA. And this is what we really do. Right. And we're a partner in protecting our country.
Here we are.
We're just like the U.S. Army. Yeah. And it was all like these bright colors and glossy photos and this nice folder.
How much money
did
taxpayers pay for that?
And everything. And I walked around the whole network here.
Really?
And I was just like, look at this. Mm-hmm. The NSA has got a PR company.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Is that hysterical?
No.
Here's a company that 5 years ago barely even admitted they exist. Uh-huh. Now they're sending out PR to tell you what good guys they are.
All right. We're going to bring you through the beers you should not be drinking. If you're going to change your password, you should be stopping other things like drinking bad beer. Richie and I will have that for you in just a matter of moments here. In the meantime, if you're trying to combat wrinkles and facial lines that you don't like Roberta, don't do Botox. Don't do what?
Facial lines you don't like Roberta's?
No. Well, Roberta's a person.
I don't pay attention.
No, I wasn't being nasty. That was a loving comment. I was touting you because you've done such a good job of fixing
because
your
face. Because she admits that there are things about her face that she didn't like,
well,
and she changed
she's
them.
Trying to fix it, but then
absolutely.
I got her some of this, and she said, I think you've used it all up, Genucel.
I need some more because I really love this stuff.
You know what? You could probably use that and the coffee. We can have you use the coffee together with the Genucel. How about that?
Coffee's supposed to have some anti-aging effects, too.
Absolutely, right. So, see, that wasn't a shot, Richie. What's the matter with you trying to start trouble?
My bad.
Yeah. Please. Roberta.
It wasn't a shot at all when you talk about a woman's face on the show.
Well, I don't talk about some women's faces because I'd probably have a problem if I did. So I just keep it general.
You don't talk about Meredith's face.
No, I don't talk about
Megan's face. I don't talk about Charlotte's. If you look at Charlotte's face, though, you look at the pictures.
She's a bulldog.
On Facebook.
She's got wrinkles.
Check out. Yeah, she has lots of wrinkles. I have not used Genucel on Charlotte's face. She looks wonderful for her age, but I have not used Genucel. I've used it, and most of the I use it myself all the time because I have wrinkles and lines, little puffiness under my eyes. I don't like it. So for men and women, you want to stop the wrinkles and the facial lines, call 800-543-9262. You'll love using Genucel. Try it for a couple of weeks. Husbands, wives, people together. If you're Richie's age, Kenny's age, or older, you need to call 800-543-9262. Richie's face got a few wrinkles and lines on it after his treatment this past year.
Character.
I haven't seen
Bill's character.
Character, that's what it is. Like what you went through, Bill's character. I'll give you that much. Anyway, husbands, wives using Genucel together. The family that uses Genucel together stays together. 800-543.
Come on, kids, get your Genucel.
9262. I figure that's a good a line as any, right? By the way, when you call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell, you'll mention Doug Steffen, get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Treatment absolutely free with your order. 800-543-9262 to have the before and after, like Roberta's before and after. She looks so much better now, and that's why you want to use this. GenuCell. Treatment for wrinkles and facial lines, 800-543-9262.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Tango 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program with Rich and Roberta and Kenny. Here's the information on this week's winner in the Dream Big America contest, Carlton Soleil, Treason Spring Water. Eco-friendly, toxin-free, trash-eliminating, clean energy-making, tree-planting, great-tasting, natural spring water. That's who won. Surprised?
Huh.
TreasonSpringWater.com.
It seems like water is a big thing.
It really is.
We've had a couple of people who have had some kind of water product,
yep.
Whether it's a better recyclable bottle, water filter, whatever it is. So
yeah.
Very cool.
Speaking of bottles... The listing that came out this week from the magazine Organics about beers that you ought not to be drinking. These are for people who think that they want to treat themselves in a healthy way. All of these beers have in common GMO corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, fish bladders, glycol.
Fish bladders?
Fish bladders. Caramel coloring, insect-based dyes, and lots more. And they are, not necessarily in any order, Newcastle Brown Ale. You ever had that, Richard?
I have.
Don't drink it.
Okay.
Budweiser beer.
And of course.
Of any size or shape because of all of the GMO corn that's used in it.
I can't for the life of me understand why anybody would drink a Bud anyway. Go ahead.
Corona Extra.
Okay.
They have good commercials, but they have propyl glycol.
Propyl glycol.
Right. It's harmful to your...
antifreeze?
Yep, it's antifreeze. It's exactly what it is. Keep the beer from freezing. Miller Lite.
Ugh.
More GMOs, corn syrup, that kind of junk. Michelob Ultra.
The non-beer, the un-beer.
This beer has been found to contain genetically modified sweeteners.
Ugh.
Guinness. Don't drink that.
Really?
Yep. Several investigations prove Guinness ingredients are disturbing because it has fish bladders in it. Coors Light is number 7 on the list.
Good. Get it off your list.
Drink that. That's horrible. Beer. Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
PBR, baby.
Yep. So what are the healthy beer alternatives?
Craft beers.
Small organic craft beers.
Built in small breweries by people you can trust.
Yep. Local guys. Buy local beer.
Dog
51
dish.
After on Good Day.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
First name?
Fred.
Come on.
Isaac.
Come on. It's right here.
Sam.
John Chef.
John Chef.
This cat Chef is a bad mother.
Watch your mouth. Let's talk about Chef.
Watch your mouth. And ask me no questions about this. The theme from Shaft by Isaac.
Here it is.
Here it is. All right. Thank you, Richard. Isaac Hayes, who had a very colorful career as a great musician.
Great.
He was a great producer. Actually, ran a pretty good morning show for a number of years on the Army station in New York City. Did you ever listen to him, Roberta? Isaac Hayes on the radio?
A couple of times.
Yeah. I told him it was a pretty good show. He's now passed on, but his music lives on. Won an Oscar for the best song in a movie in 1972. On this date, 1972, theme from Shaft.
I thought about changing my name to John Shaft.
Did you really?
Yeah. That would be cool.
And what happened?
Rich McFadden is just kind of a little bit hokey. Yes.
It is.
If I could walk into our room and I could go, John Shaft.
Yeah.
John Shaft.
Everybody would be
that would be cool.
Ah,
they'd look at me with wonderful. The utmost respect.
Movie news coming up. Chucker's not here today, so I've got some movie news, information, reformation, returning with those thrilling days of yesteryear in my mind. All right, all that coming right up here on Good Day.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled
stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits45.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits45.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits45.com now. That's MyBenefits45.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
All right, so let's see if we can figure out why Daniel Craig has bailed on the drama The Whole Truth. His departure comes about a month before the film was due to start production here in Boston. Start date is moved back. It's always those, they change the script or their, what do they call them, creative differences.
Yes.
But he's got to be up to making $10 million, wouldn't you say? $10 million a movie for?
I would say once you can call yourself James Bond, you can probably get at least $10 million. Yeah.
Right. All right. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are teaming up again. Amy is in final negotiations to play Tina's sibling in a comedy called The Nest, about a pair of sisters who decide to throw one last party in their parents' home before it gets sold. Mm-hmm. Tina and Amy have been what? Well, they started on Saturday Night Live together, right? They were in a film called Baby Mama. They've hosted the Golden Globes. I thought they were in another movie together. I can't remember which one it was, frankly. But listen, I don't remember everything, and I don't claim to know everything. I do remember, however, back on this date in 1985, we've had a lot of conversation. Matter of fact, didn't we have some sound from Beverly Hills Cop the other day when it was in the...
Yeah, a while back.
Got into the top grossing list, 10 top grossing movies of all time to that point. Beverly Hills Cop was one of them. What a great movie. It really was. That comic violence, but the looks on his face as he made it.
Eddie Murphy.
The laughs.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, my God. Angelina Jolie's new movie, Magnificent. No, sorry, it's called Malevolence. May not be...
Maleficent.
Thank you, that too.
Either way. Why would they think of it? I mean, what in the world? What kind
Bad.
Of name is that?
Whatever, anything. Yeah, all right. So anyway, it's going to, according to most of the people who are following it, be a big stiff.
It's called Maleficent.
It is too scary to be profitable. The movie is
really
horribly scary, apparently, right. So the film will be a flop, say most
It'll
of
It'll be
the
a Maleficent flop.
Flop, thank you. Flicker Bridge.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.